Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello everyone! I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shekha and I welcome you to my channel. And as always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. In this one, I want to speak to you about asking for help. And I'm sure if you're an INFJ listening right now, that, you know, alarm bells are kind of ringing off in your head and you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to switch this video off because I don't ask for help. I don't need help. I could do it on my own. And, you know, no one does it like I do and all of those things. And I totally understand where you're coming from because I am in the same boat. And I wanted to speak about it particularly because of this, because I think that we have this misconception as INFJs that just because we are, and we are, smart enough or good enough at what we do, or, you know, really good at what we do, or we're strong enough, which we truly are, we are very strong mentally and maybe not physically, but definitely mentally, and we are capable enough, so we do know how to do a lot of things and we are good at it and we do it well and we probably do it a lot better than other people. Doesn't mean, all of this does not mean that we should completely put asking for help out of the picture. It's not how that works. Because the point of asking for help, a lot of times I've realized, is not because you particularly want to ask for help. It's not that you need the help. That's not the point. It's not that you need help, that's why you're asking for help. It's that the other person wants to help you out and it feels good about helping you, and it brings you closer to that person when you ask them for help and they're excited to help you. And in fact, this is what's happening to me all the time, because asking for help is such a foreign concept to me. I don't even think about it. It doesn't even cross my mind. And so recently I moved homes. I moved from one villa to another, really close by, no big deal. I don't have that much stuff. It took me maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. And, you know, I packed up, didn't even tell anyone I was moving. It was, you know, how we do things. We just think of an idea, we execute, and that's it. No one needs to know about it. And so I moved everything, and I'm sitting afterwards. And of course, yeah, I was a little bit tired. It was hot and humid that day, like every day. And, you know, I was sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, why didn't I ask anyone for help? And it was kind of funny because, you know, I somehow some people, because they saw me moving perhaps, or they saw someone else saw me moving, or someone told them, whatever it was, news travels fast in Bali, even if you're a foreigner. A couple of people messaged me and said, hey, I heard that you moved villas. Why didn't you ask me for help? Next time, ask me for help. And it was kind of an epiphany moment for me, because I always assumed that there's no one to help me. I always assumed that no one actually wants to help me. I always assumed that people don't care and I'm just going to do it on my own and why bother? And the universe constantly gives me the opposite feedback, because every single time I've moved anywhere, you know, even if I was in Mexico for only 4 or 5 months, even there I had people who wanted to help me, right? Even here, I've only been here for 5 months now, 4 months maybe, and I already have people who want to help me. And it was the same thing everywhere I go, no matter how long I go to a place for, just because people are helping. You know, it's not like they want to particularly help me, it's that people in general are kind and generous, mostly, and they want to help, and they like helping, and makes them feel good, and we just don't allow them that privilege. You know, we just kind of do everything on our own, and then people are like, hey, you know, you could have asked me for help. And I was like, oh, right, true, I could have, but I didn't, because I didn't even think about it. And so I wanted to kind of talk about this because I really feel that we're kind of missing crucial opportunities here, and I am in the same boat as you, so do not mistake me for a second. I'm not saying that you, it's like we all, as INFJs, are missing a lot of opportunities to connect with people further, to deepen our relationships, to build trust in a relationship. We miss these opportunities because we're just like, hey, I can just do it on my own. Yes, of course you can do it on your own, but everyone else can do it on their own as well, but they don't. They ask for help because that grows relationships, that builds trust, that deepens a relationship. So we're kind of missing out on these opportunities because we just are in our head so much also that we don't even think about asking for help. But also we have this misconception that no one actually wants to help us, that we're all alone in this universe and we have to do it all our own and no one's going to do it as good as we do, which might be true, but that doesn't mean that you should still not ask for help and then maybe correct it after. But, you know, we kind of are isolating ourselves, and this is a huge theme in our lives in general as INFJs, that we just kind of isolate ourselves and become this kind of this island. And always know that no man is an island, no woman is an island, no person is an island. We need people around us. But what happens is that because we just don't cultivate these relationships that we have around us, we don't talk to people, we don't ask them for help, we don't trust them, we don't deepen our relationship with them, our relationships with people around us deteriorate over time and perhaps completely crumble, just because we just don't do that give and take. It's not always about giving. And yes, we're very good at giving. Yeah, giving is our forte. It's great. We're good at it. We can do it all day long, all year long. But a true relationship, a perfect relationship, a good relationship is all about taking as well. It doesn't always have to be about giving, actually. In fact, it has to be, I would say, 50-50. Or maybe if it's not, because if it's not, then I think it would be an unequal relationship and somehow we'd feel used or we'd feel like we're taking advantage of the person and then we wouldn't feel good about that. So as much as possible, it would be nice to keep a relationship to 50-50. In fact, what happens with us is that we end up doing like 90% giving and maybe 10% taking, or even 100% giving and no taking at all. And that skews the relationship, and also it ends up making us feel used and abused, and through no fault of the other person. We just haven't even asked them for help. How will they know that they're supposed to help you if you don't ask? They're not mind readers. No one is. And so constantly ask people for help if you need it. And I'm actually literally telling this to myself because I'm going to move again in a couple of months. And in my head, I'm always already thinking, okay, how am I going to do it on my own? But it doesn't mean that just because you ask for help, you will get it. Yeah, ask for help. Perhaps they will help me. Perhaps they'll be busy. But at least you asked. At least I asked, and at least I showed them that I trust them, that I think that they're trustworthy, that I can rely upon them, that they are reliable, and that I think that they're good friends of mine, because that actually really truly shows people, when you ask them for help, that you trust them, that they're an important part of your life, you know, that you care about them, because it's not just about giving, it's about taking as well. And you only take from a person that you entirely trust, that you think is a part of your circle, and that you think is reliable, right? So why not give in that manner as well? Actually, a lot of times taking from people in that manner, you know, asking for help, is actually giving them as well, because they're going to feel good about helping you. They're going to feel all this good karma coming at them. They're going to feel all the endorphin rush that comes from helping. And they're going to feel good about themselves. Why not give them this opportunity to feel good about themselves? You know, we're kind of taking away from people in that regard. And so there's a lot of arguments that I use for myself. And these are all some of the arguments that I've kind of presented in this video. But I use a lot of these arguments to convince myself to ask for help. It's okay. People do want to offer help. They do want to help. And they are caring. And they might not do a really perfect job, but at least they're helping you out. And you're going to burn yourself out if you do too much. And, you know, over time, this builds relationships. So that's also a good thing. And also give them the opportunity to be nice to you. And so all of these things I'm constantly telling myself, but I still forget that I should ask for help. So I really wanted to do this video to kind of really drum this into our heads. Ask for help. It's okay. People are good. People want to help. Even if they don't do a very good job, they are there to help. And if you give them good directions and if you give them enough feedback, they might end up doing a good job. Maybe, maybe not. But it's always good to ask, right? And as I said, a lot of times they might be like, well, I'm sorry, I can't help. Great. At least you asked, right? And then you get to do it on your own anyways, which is what you were planning to do anyways in any case, right? So it works out perfectly fine and perfectly dandy for you, at least, as an INFJ. So I hope this helps. I know it's a very basic idea and you're probably thinking, but yeah, I know that. Yeah, you might know that, but do you actually put it into execution? Do you actually ask for help? And literally, I think this is something that we have to practice at. It's a muscle that's sorely, sorely not used. And I think it's like completely deteriorated in our bodies and our minds. We just don't know how to do it. We don't know how to ask for help. And so I really wanted to do this video and to kind of really put it on top of our minds. So hopefully over the next week or two, you can start practicing this idea of asking for help. It could be something small. You know, can you grab that water bottle for me from there? Or, you know, can you grab some medicine on your way home? Or, you know, can you make me some food because I'm too tired? Or can you help me move? You know, it could be something as big as that. But it's all good, you know, it's all about the give and take in a relationship and balancing things out, which is something, as I said, we're sorely missing. If you have questions about this or if you have stories to share with me, I would love to hear your stories. I'm really excited that you're here on my channel. I really appreciate your support. And I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.